Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the match is coming up next week. In case you remember when it got announced and it wasn't on your calendar, the golf event featuring Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen is next Wednesday, June the 1st.
What time is that?
I want to say it's like afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, really? I was going to say they're doing it like baseball and scheduling. Nobody can watch it. They are. Oh, wow.
It's not. Double check. Last time it was in the afternoon evening.
Yeah. I don't think it's like prime time, right? I'd have to look. I actually don't know. But yeah, before I remember it being like, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something. I don't know if that's gonna work on a Wednesday in June, but whatever. They did a media event yesterday with the four quarterbacks.
What did Mahomes say?
I have no idea.
5:30 Central Time.
Okay, 5:30.
Okay. That's fine. That's wheelhouse. It's right after Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
12 holes.
12?
12 holes on TNT.
I looked for video on this. I couldn't find any of it. Apparently, this event happened, and there were some great quotes, and there was like one scribe there that jotted some down. Mahomes had no quotes in this particular story that I have in front of me, but I was looking for video. I couldn't find any of the video. So it looked like the trash talking is underway, and it's fantastic. So, first off, Aaron Rodgers says the teams are mismatched because he and Brady are the better golfers. It's like, who thought about this? You want to put the two best guys against the two worst guys? And it's not just conjecture. That's like the facts. It's like, I know they tried to make it the old guys versus the young guys, but he said from a golf perspective, it's off. And then the discussion about trash talking came up, and Aaron Rodgers went old school. Old man back in my day, mm-hmm. but I do find it funny. It's like when we started the NFL, definitely when Brady started, and when I started playing, there was actual real trash talk. A lot of good S talk. We knew who they were around the league. And now it's more buddy-buddy, you know, social media following each other, memes, this emoji, S.
But
it's,
you know,
not the same.
This really does tick off Aaron Rodgers, though. This is legit.
Oh,
this,
I'm sure, yeah.
This is real for him.
And he says that it's not the same. So when you talk about Kermit the Frog and Josh trying to S-talk me and Tom,
oh,
a couple of old-school grizzled vets, come on.
Hi-ho, this is Kermit the Frog.
Yes, he called Mahomes Kermit the Frog.
He's talking about Patrick?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So you talk about Kermit and Josh trying to S-talk me and Tom, a couple of old-school grizzled vets. Come on. It's pretty awesome. Josh Allen then accused Tom Brady of having good joke writers, and he believes that once he gets off the script, he won't be able to hang in the talking department during this golf event because mm-hmm. he's got a lot of people writing his stuff.
He's going to have Peyton in his ear. I would.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool of a setup would it be? If Tom's playing and they have another screen and Peyton's there in his ear saying, all right, now say this.
Yeah, he's doing the old Letterman bit.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. How good would that be? That would take it up a notch. That would be so good. Yeah.
So so Josh Allen throws out a barb about when Tom Brady runs out of material, mm-hmm. then what?
Then what happens? Okay. Peyton tells him what to say.
Brady then comes back and says, I will come prepared like I always do for everything. And you know, it's different. Golf S talk's a little different than pro football S talk, Brady says.
Mm-hmm.
Usually pro football S talk is you have to usually back that up. Josh really hasn't backed that up much on the football field in his career.
Okay.
Let's be honest, especially playing against me. Okay.
All right. That's fair.
Then he goes on to say, I would just say it's going to look like what it's looked like for a long time against him and Patrick. Although he's played a lot of great games, he didn't really win the important ones.
Ooh.
He's won a few of the other ones, but not the really important ones.
Wow.
Savage.
How does Mahomes even respond to that?
Mahomes got scoreboarded by Brady.
And he has no retort.
Ahead of a golf outing.
But how does he respond?
Tom Brady basically saying, yeah, he's beat me before in games.
You open mouth kiss your son. I mean, like, that's all he can, like, not, say back.
Not the meaningful ones. Because the really meaningful ones, AFC Championship game, beat him.
Beat him. Super Bowl.
Not on our field.
Right, beat him.
Beat him.
2-0 in the games that matter.
That's savage. And that also, like, I want the Bucs.
In the Super Bowl?
I want the Bucs. I want the Bucs for Mahomes.
Not week four?
Not week four. That doesn't matter. He's got to get some kind of scoreboard win. It matters against Tom Brady.
But it's going to get to the point, though, Josh, where even say he beats him in the Super Bowl, Tom still has that other win over him in the AFC Championship.
I'll take the last one.
Okay, last one.
I'll take the last one.
Going out the door. Yeah, okay, yeah. I got that. All right, I'm good.
That's all he can do. I don't think he can ever probably, you know, now he's in the NFC, get more than one chance.
Right.
And it ain't going to come on the golf course Wednesday. That ain't the kind of payback we're talking about. It's got to happen. I want the Bucs in the Super Bowl.
I want no sign of the Bucs in the Super Bowl. I don't want
Mahomes to have to live forever with 20 years Tommy doing this crap to him still.
he may have to.
Tommy's the color analyst for Fox. He's doing a Chiefs game and he goes, you know what? Patrick's never won.
A game
big
against
games
me.
Against me. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. But like if you're Mahomes right now, you legit have nothing to come back with. You just don't. And if I'm Mahomes now, and Tom Brady said that, yeah, ha-ha, it's all fun and good on the golf course, but shoot, he's right.
Right. Yeah.
He's right. We had two opportunities to beat Brady and didn't in either instance.
And everything you can come back with against Brady has no application to
nothing.
You.
There's nothing. There's like
He didn't deflate the ball against you.
No.
He didn't have the tuck rule against you.
Right. But that was not him. That was Cole.
His coach wasn't filming
things against you.
None of the stuff that they...
He didn't open mouth kiss you.
None of it applies to you. He's got no comeback.
Yeah.
Give me the Bucs in the Super Bowl.
I mean,
take the last meeting with Brady and shut him up.
The only people who have scoreboard over Brady is like the Manning mother, right? What's her name? Gloria Manning or something like that, right?
Never heard of him.
She's got scoreboard because she can go, well, the only people that can beat Tom Brady are my sons. And he would have had 10 Super Bowl rings if it weren't for my kids. Eli is the one who can walk around like a peacock out there, right? I beat your ass twice in the Super Bowl, bro. 2-0. Like, Tom Brady does not have scoreboard over Eli.
Well, I beat you in the match on June 1st of 20. No, well, it doesn't carry the same weight. It doesn't carry the same weight. It
doesn't matter.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
No, we need him. We need him in the game.
Got to beat him. In the big game.
Go Bucs. Win the NFC.
Right.
Let's play him in the Super Bowl. Let's go.
Tyreek left you, Patrick. Josh, don't worry. Someone's going to leave you, too.
Yeah, but your team kicked you out, bro. You didn't leave the Patriots. They showed you the door, and they tried to do so earlier in your career for Jimmy Garoppolo, but they didn't because the owner intervened, and I think he open-mouth-kissed him at one point in time.
I hate that I like this Brady.
I really do.
It's really hard. I know.
I just absolutely hate this.
I do. I love him.
If this is the Brady we're going to get in the broadcast booth, yes, I'm all in for this.
It's going to be good.
From the 816, Pat should have Eli caddy for him. I kind of like that.
Oh, I don't mind that at all.
That's a good one. That's a great move. Great idea. Great idea on the text line. Love it. Make a phone call. Get somebody on this. Call Ted Cruz. Get him to tell Patrick.
Eli's caddying.
Yeah. Yep. Eli caddying for Mahomes would be the best. So,
I just
2-0 against you.
Plus, I just really think that if there's chatter, if we get good chatter on next week on this in this event, it's coming from Rodgers and Brady.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Allen and Mahomes can't hang with that.
No, they can't. They just can't.
They can't.
They can't.
It's out of character.
Yeah.
And they need Barkley to lean in on this, too, because he's going to be the one that's on set that's talking during the whole time.
Is he going to be on the course?
They usually are on the course right there, and they got the IFB right into him, and they jump on.
Barkley has to get involved. Peyton needs to make an appearance. Like, Peyton needs to come, like, running out from behind a tree, like the greased-up deaf guy. Could you imagine Peyton come running out of a tree naked, greased up? Hey, Peyton! I'm here! Hey! I could see that, yeah, right? Yeah. You could definitely see that.
The new Peyton would definitely do that. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's Eli, like, following behind. Hey! We beat your ass in the Super Bowl! It's going to be, I feel like it has to be one of these events where, like, guest stars show up that you didn't know were going to be there, right? Like, Peyton and Eli have to appear on this thing. They just do.
They're not TNT people, though.
Who cares?
I know. I would bring them in still, though, yeah.
Like, pop out of a sand trap. Oh, my God, the Mannings are here! And Timberlake shows up. Andy Reid's just driving around on a golf cart.
I mean, who else could we bring to get them out of their game?
You talking about the older guys?
Yeah,
Well, the Mannings. That's about right. It. That's about it.
Like Danica?
Danica. Oh, for Rodgers. Yeah, you bring Danica and the one who eats the mud.
And his brother?
Yeah, his brother. His brother
you
there.
You want to get Savage, Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Bring out
Danica and your brother.
Yeah.
See if you can hit it straight.
Let the brother caddy for Josh Allen. Let Eli caddy for Mahomes.
Oh, jeez.
You ready to roll?
Oh, my goodness.
And then what was it, Olivia Wilde, who used to date? She used to eat the berries off the mud in his back. Have her out there.
She's a different one. No.
Oh.
What was it? Olivia Munn.
Munn.
No, she wasn't.
Put her out there.
The current one's the
and then Danica can drive the golf cart. Yeah. Danica can drive the cart for Patrick. Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
So
ready?
bumps his card, passes around him.
Who's the other supermodel that Brady was with that he has the kid with? Not Giselle, but
the actress.
Kathy Ireland?
No. The actress. I know. I can picture
Gina
her.
Lola Brigida?
I can picture her, but I can't.
What the hell's her name?
Bridget Moynihan.
Bring her out there. Yeah. You know what? If you really want to mess with him, put Belichick out there. Tom?
Yeah.
Or have Belichick walking with Garoppolo.
Weiss.
Charlie Weiss would be good.
Not a cart, but a rascal.
Yeah. People would be like, what is that odor? Oh, Charlie's here.
Front butt toast. So far they have Ernie Johnson is going to be the host. J.J. Watt is the analyst. Charles Barkley, of course. And Trevor Immelman. Those are just the ones they have.
Oh, actual golfer. They want an actual golf analysis. Yeah, because there will be some golf analyzed in this, too.
Yes. And
Kevin Harlan would be good on this, too. Oh, baby, what a shot!
And
the guy is drunk!
There's Rodgers. The guy is drunk.
He's tipping over the golf cart. There he goes. In through the bunker. Down through the water. Touchdown!
Vegas says that Andy Reid won't be doing a great coaching job. We'll explain next.
You're listening to the home of What We Learned with Billy Coombs.
Legend Ball, he's an expert on the city of St. Louis, but he says the people are rude and hateful and they suck.
Fridays at 9:50 on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is coming up Friday, June 10th. It's 610 day. And we're going to mix it up. Did it last year. We had a lot of fun. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll enjoy it again. We don't know who we're working with that day. Bob will be on a different show. I'll be on a different show. Beto will be on a different show. We'll partner up with some other hosts and producers from 610 Sports Radio. We're going to mix it up. The draft will be on Tuesday of that week, June 7th, 10 a.m. on Cody and Gold. We'll find out who we're working with, and we'll be on a different day part, and you'll inevitably either hate the person that's filling in, or they should have been filling in all along. There's no gray area. You'll
either or.
As Carrington learned, yeah.
You hated Carrington last year in our shift.
but wait, there's more.
Yeah. There is. Yeah. What's the more? Yeah.
I don't know yet.
The more is Bob on Friday, June 10th on 610 day.
The Moops.
We're going to be giving away a pairs of Diamond Club tickets.
Okay.
Autographed Chiefs items.
Nice.
And there's going to be some type of special giveaway every hour. Every hour during the day on Friday, June the 10th for 610 day. So you can win stuff, and then we're mixing it up as well. And again, the draft will be on June the 7th.
Are we literally giving you the shirt off our back?
Maybe. Maybe.
From the text line, 913, last year on 610 day, almost cut my finger off with a pair of hedge trimmers. Thought it was great. Love the switch-ups. So what does the hedge clipper have to do with it?
Don't get hurt.
That could have went so many different ways, right?
Last year I almost cut my hand with the hedge clippers. Keep it up. The good work was great.
Well, I remember 610 day last year. I about cut my hand off.
Yeah.
I
mean, maybe that's why you remember that.
Maybe that's why, but that's still a little... Still a little scary.
610 day was great. I almost lost my arm, but man, it was so much fun.
Don't enjoy it that much.
Enjoyed every bit of it. This year I'm going for a foot.
This year I'm not using a hedge trimmer. I've got a real switchblade.
The foot. According to Vegas odds, okay, if you wanted to go bet on Andy Reid being the coach of the year, he's looked at as the 18th most valuable coach.
Yeah, the 18th best odds, I guess you could say. Ain't nobody betting on Andy Reid to win coach of the year because you have to have a bad
team.
It's
just silly, though,
isn't
it? And then
go 500. That's how you get it.
He's
like
plus,
the Jets coach.
Plus 2,500 to win coach of the year. That's 18th. the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McDermott, the favorite, followed by Brandon Staley. Of course, America's two teams, the Bills and the Chargers, mm-hmm. right?
Brandon Staley, you say?
Correct.
He's least coach of the year. I mean, single-handedly coached his team out of the playoffs.
It's not go for the most fourth downs and miss coach. It's coach of the year. So yes, Brandon Staley would be the second favorite, along with Dan Campbell.
There you go.
Josh McDaniels. And then Mike McDaniel and Nathaniel Hackett. So a lot of the new coaches getting obviously more love.
Oh, of course.
As you're taking over a bad team generally, and you have a chance to turn it around. But we looked it up. Andy Reid has won the AP Coach of the Year in the NFL one time.
Well, that's not good.
20 years ago. And he's won the sporting, the other one is Sporting News. He's won that one three times, most recently in 2018. But gets like no love because he hasn't, how he didn't win it his first year when he turned, when he flipped the switch here is beyond me. But, he's won it once, the official AP NFL Coach of the Year. He's won it one time, and it was 2002. Isn't that amazing?
It just tells you, yes, it's amazing that he only won it once, but it also tells you, like, he just wins every year, and they like, never give it to the guy who wins
the Coach of the Year is like, well, that team is really supposed to suck. And look at them. They only kind of sucked.
They're 8-8. Oh, my goodness.
Man, everybody expected that team to be 4-12, but they finished 8-8. Coach of the year.
Where does Dan Campbell rank on this?
He's the third. He's he's tied for the second highest favorite.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. But none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that. So excuse my language. All right? Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. All right? And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right? It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right? And so this team's going to be built on we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right? That's going to be the mentality.
Ladies and gentlemen,
way Dan better Campbell. Odds. Way better. Twice.
They were 3-13-1 last year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Twice as likely, according to the odds, to win Coach of the Year. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
That guy.
It's pretty silly. Also.
That guy. Right here.
Also,
that
the
guy.
All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Mm-hmm. That guy. That guy. Silly. According to sportsbetting.ag, the MVP race, Justin Herbert is the favorite over Josh Allen, again, America's quarterbacks, with Patrick Mahomes a third.
Yes.
Good
value for Mahomes this year, right?
Yeah. Plus 900 is a little bit better than you've probably gotten over the last few years.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers there as well, plus 1,400. And not, you know, maybe not bad. The interesting part is the most votes or the most bets right now coming in for MVP are on Jalen Hurts.
That's right. Great value on Jalen Hurts. Though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gambling to make money, right? You if everybody just went in there and bet on the favorite,
you aren't making
be
your predictions. You're trying to make money. And the most votes or the most bets now have come in currently in the last month on Jalen Hurts for MVP at 40-1 odds. Followed by Joe Burrow, and then third position, you're really taking a stab, Trey Lance.
That's right, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance has the third most bets placed
Excuse me,
on him.
You said who?
Trey Lance for NFL MVP. Long shot. Chiefs have Sky Moore is tied for third favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I can see that happening.
He's got a shot. Kenny Pickett is the favorite. I mean, I guess he's going to play. Who knows? I mean, is he going to play?
Probably.
Probably.
Why wouldn't he?
I know.
Right?
I would, but yeah.
Because, you know, he's going to learn a lot from watching Mitch Trubisky.
And then George Karloftis is the fourth selection for defensive rookie of the year behind Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Kyle Hamilton. Then George Karloftis is fourth mm-hmm. in terms of the betting odds. Karloftis, I think, would have a tougher time, but Sky Moore would have a chance, I think.
Sky Moore's got, he could be the leader in the clubhouse right now just based on the offense that he's in.
Yes. And Karloftis, while the opportunity to have a big season could be there if he's really high up in the sack category.
Yeah,
I guess,
if he gets double digit sacks, probably. Yeah.
The year of the highly drafted defensive ends would feel like he'd have to jump over the same position.
Yeah.
A bunch, which might make it difficult.
Correct, yeah.
Difficult for him. Mm-hmm. But Andy Reid, plus 2,500 to be coach of the year. I wouldn't make that bet because he just never wins it, despite
right.
the fact he is oftentimes the coach of the year. 2002, it's ridiculous.
That's why the coach of the year award is like the dumbest thing out there. Like the Big 12 basketball coach of the year never went to Bill Self. It always went to some jackass who, you know, finished 500 and then was fired the following year.
Right, right. Iowa State was predicted to finish ninth.
And they finished seventh.
They finished sixth. Coach of the year.
Hey, with Lon Johnson down at TCU. Coach of the year.
There you go. We look at our most underappreciated chief. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just for the record, 9:37. Bob just said to me off the air, today's Thursday, right? We all have that. I know. Yeah.
I'm beginning to realize, like, Wednesday, that's a long enough week for me. 3 days is plenty.
Three and out.
You know the little computer date thing in the corner of your computer? You know, it says,
it doesn't have the day, though. It just says 5/26/22.
See, mine says Thursday, May 26th. I do that all the time. I can't even laugh at you because I'll be like, back in on a...
Where are we at?
Thursday. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, B-Dub producing.
Well,
yeah,
I'm talking to a gentleman on the text line who thinks Colin Kaepernick is getting in better work in the last 5 years than backup quarterbacks in the NFL, which is preposterous.
No. I'm glad that Kaepernick has his football backers.
Why? How? Where have you seen this gentleman play?
I'm glad for your optimism. I think he deserves a chance. I thought he deserved a chance for a long, long time, and we all know the reasons why he didn't and why he was out. There's nothing that screams to me he's 5 years removed from playing his last NFL game. He's going to be any good.
Think about a pitcher who hasn't pitched in 5 years. You bringing that guy back?
No, fresh arm, Bob.
No. Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
No. Live arm, electric stuff.
No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
Not at all.
But could he go be in back? If you want to say he can go be a backup somewhere, fine.
Fine.
Don't give me the pro football talk. Will he be better than quarterback? No, he's not.
No, he's not. No,
no, he's not.
Mm-mm. No. Not on any level. No. Sorry.
And
not
the,
any level.
And who's the worst NBA team this year?
Sacramento? It's got to be one of them.
Was it Kings? I don't know. And KU ain't beating them.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? That's like one of those. No. I feel like it's like one of those arguments. Like, no.
So it is Thursday?
It is Thursday, yes.
My wife asked me to ask this on the air, so I
will. My wife.
She says, where can you get already filled sandbags? Because we still have that stupid river running through our yard that the city refuses to fix.
So you want actual ones that, like, in the cloth that
they're ready to go. They build for the floods.
I think you get those at, like, a hardware store or something.
Can you? I thought you had to fill them yourself.
I mean, I know you can get sandbags, and whether or not the plastic-coated ones versus the ones that have...
Like those 50-pound tubes that you put back in the back of your truck.
I think you get those at the Menards and the depots and stuff. Yeah.
Can you? All right. You can already buy them pre-filled? Okay.
I think so. All right, if not, that'd be a great project for you.
No, it would not be. Yeah.
You know what she should do?
Dump a
big pile of sand in your driveway and hand you some bags.
Still, the rocks have not shown up yet. It's been 2 weeks. The rocks have not shown up yet, which is good and bad.
You called and canceled them, right?
No, I did not. I want the new rocks now. It's time. But
Houston Rockets were the worst team, by the way.
The city of Overland Park refuses to fix what's wrong, right? It's been running, and we have a city councilman living next door to us. He does nothing about it.
The river runs through. It was based on Bob's backyard.
I mean, you've seen it.
Movie.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a mess, and it's all because of, like, there's city land behind us, and the water runs out there, and they didn't redirect it, and they told us if we did anything, they'd come out and find us. Well, screw you. Come find me now, because it's ruining our property, asses.
That's just asking for trouble.
Oh, it's horrible.
With a river running through it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
All the wildlife.
Stone Solutions and Merriam or Merriam Material. It's from True Green Thumb.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Any home improvement store has them already filled.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I know they have
Home Depot.
They have bags of sand, but I don't. Yeah, the ones that you want as sand barricades. Which is what you're talking about.
Like flood sandbags.
I think there's probably a pallet of those. Yeah.
If Overland Park would just get off their ass and do what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't be in this spot. But trying to contact anybody at that city, good Lord.
Oh my goodness, they're busy
telling you your house is the wrong tone of taupe.
Grage is the color.
So glad I don't have a homeowner's association. Sounds like the biggest scam in the world.
And then let me tell you about 119th Street. Every tree in the median is dead.
Go ahead and cut my mic off.
Every tree in the median is dead. Cut them down. Oh, we're so busy in Overland Park, you don't understand what we have to do. What? What exactly do you do there?
They close lanes on Metcalf.
Because your public works department, terrible.
Well, everyone's waiting in line at Whataburger. Duh.
No, that is
true.
Come on now. They're rerouting traffic for Whataburger.
Everybody, if they're busy, they're in line at Whataburger.
Yeah. So. What are you doing? I got my Uggs on and my minivan, and I'm looking at Starbucks. That's Overland Park. I would like to go on like a do your job rant.
It's bubbling. I can see it in your face.
Countries
ready
like
to go.
You care.
Yeah, well, they don't cut trees down.
Prune like you care.
I had the city show up the other day, a couple weeks ago, and said, we're here to cut down a dead tree. I said, that was 2 years ago we asked for this to be done. Well, we're here.
It's on our list. I don't know.
Oh, you're here? Oh, thank God. Wow. We called before the pandemic. Oh, we're keeping busy. We'll get to that.
They're all drunk and blown up on painkillers by 3, says the 913.
Dig a hole, create a pool. I don't even need to dig the hole. Yeah.
It's already there.
Yeah, the pool is there.
Put some border magic around there, and you
got
a pool.
We have the border magic, but it's going over the top of border magic now.
Oh, no, we can't have that.
Right,
border
that's
magic comes out and frames you for a pond.
Yeah, we could do that.
There you go.
Yeah, but the city should pay. It's their property. Oh, we're not doing that. That's not our responsibility. But if you touch it, if I touch it, what are you going to do?
We're going to fine.
Seems like most of the home improvement stores have the
sandbags. Okay,
so,
good.
So you can go.
All right.
You can go do that. That was like a good afternoon project for you.
You got to do it when it's raining, though. That's the thing, so you can see where this thing is tracking.
I mean, can we get sunlight at all? It's been like this all week. I can't deal.
Yeah. Feels like we moved to Seattle.
No.
No?
Seattle's got a good vibe about its rain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
It's got a good feel. There's a feel about it. There's a vibe about it. Maybe because they expect it to rain all the time.
They just accept it.
It's not as depressing. It's like a... Just part of life.
Right.
This is depressing.
It's Now, are your long guys on your block, are they all huddling around itching right now? When can we get that
oh,
next
Oh, God, yeah, yeah,
moment?
Sure they are. Yeah, you know they are. The guy across the street had another city incident, like the pipe blew up and there was like Old Faithful going on in front of his yard,
and
right?
A geyser.
Yeah, so he had sod put down by the city 8 months after this had happened. And so he's getting the benefit of the rain right now. So I'm sure he's fine with that. He's fine with that. And I am too. Good for him, man. You get that all water because you know how sod is. You got to water that thing constantly. Every once in a while, a water truck will come by and then leaves. So I'm glad it's raining for his sake.
I don't know where the mowers meet when they're not mowing. I don't know. They probably have some
McDonald's
kind of
coffee.
Secret society.
They have to.
It sounds like a great thing to go do, but I've not. Been invited.
Yeah, where do they go? Where do the old guys? What do they come out of the house like when it's raining? Because you don't see
feel like
them.
They meet, you feel like they'd meet on a lawn chair in somebody's garage.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. talk about lawns.
Talk about the lawns. Yeah.
See, talk lawns.
See, you went diagonal this week.
Yeah.
Stripes going this way.
What were you thinking when you went the counterclockwise motion? Did you do the swirl?
Oh, Mike, I see you.
That's my move.
You went against the grain this week, Mike.
I see you carved a arrowhead in your lawn. This week, you're really outdoing yourself.
You got a template for that I can borrow?
HOA approved that?
Uh-huh. From the 913, and I don't know if this is true. It's odd, but we get the same yearly rain amount as Seattle. Do we? Because you're right. Like, this thing is holding on for dear life. It, like,
this
moved
week
in on
bad.
Monday night and hasn't let up. We miss softball games and practice. And, you know, and then
0% tomorrow.
0% what? Rain?
Rain, yeah.
Is the sun going to be out?
Partially.
Right.
It's partly something.
That means the old guys are going to be itching by the
yard. Oh, my gosh.
The yard's not going to be dry by that time.
Yeah,
see, that's the
matter. They don't care.
Put the wheels higher and let's go.
Let's roll.
My guy next door, he did not care. It was like it was raining on him and he was still putting stripes in.
Okay.
Like, dude, please. Give it a rest.
Give it a rest, yeah. Because you're going to need to mow. Even if you mowed on Monday, you got to mow on Friday now because the rain for three days, it grew that thing up, man. True Green Thumb says we clean our shops and work on mower maintenance when it's raining.
That's true.
Yeah, but you got other stuff to do. We're talking about the guy who's got his own mower. Like, are you thinking they're in there changing the oil and spark plugs today?
Oh, somebody's answered the question about the professional mowers. I know where the professional mowers
go.
QT, duh. They're QT. Have you tried to navigate through the trucks and trailers in the parking lot? That's true. The professional mowers do go to QT. I'm talking about the retired folk.
Yeah, we're talking about the old men in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood
Earl and Mac and all them.
Yeah, neighborhood Earl mowers, where do they go when they're not mowing?
Yeah.
Because they probably meet
on days like today and
lament the fact they haven't been able to get out to mow.
I need to know where Earl hangs out at on rainy days at 6 a.m. in the morning as he's itching to fire up the mower.
Can't mow again, so what do I do? Because a lot of them golf. A couple of them are marshals on the golf course and things. Like, where do you go? Like, it's raining. What are these people doing?
That's a good life.
Driving their wives nuts.
That's
a good
life, though. If you just marshal a golf course and then mow, that's all you. That's
just yell at people and mow.
Man, that sounds great. I got to be honest. That sounds pretty awesome.
Pick up the pace. Got to go mow.
That sounds pretty awesome.
What do you do? I'm going to marshal a few holes today, and then I'm going to hit the yard. And
I got to mow the backyard. That sounds like a great day.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right.
You got nothing.
Is this
else?
What we have to look forward to?
Yeah,
God,
that sounds
awesome. You can't wait to retirement, right? You sit back and what are you gonna do today? Whatever I want.
Yeah, yep. You know, you thought I'd go get coffee with the guys at McDonald's.
Yeah, they canceled,
and
Phil
then,
died, and then he was the one who got it all
and
together.
And I got a marshal for a few hours, and I'll probably get the back lot mode. He's doing rough right now.
He's not gonna be able to get there.
That's fine.
Hardy's another good, mowing place, or meeting place, I should say, not mowing place. Mowing the parking lot at Hardee's.
Great place to roll up with your riding mower.
These guys are so bored in the rain, they're strapping on their blowers, they're just blowing parking lots all over the city.
Yeah.
I got nothing else to do. I'm going to go clean the parking lot there at 103rd and Metcalf. It's looked dirty lately.
Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, and I'm going to blow the lot.
So you guys need some trimming over there.
Yeah. A couple of weeds over there at 115th and Metcalf. I think I'll go get the Roundup, put that down for them today. Helping out the city.
Throw in a cup of coffee. I might edge it over here.
Yeah,
here's a good one from the 816. My mower hasn't been running 3.5 days. I have a mighty need.
Oh, see? Yeah, you're one of those people that's just
calling
itching to get out there.
Just calling.
Need to mow.
NFL.com wrote a little piece about underappreciated players, and I saw it, and I kind of like their pick for the Chiefs, although I do have another one. But they selected the most underappreciated player for the Chiefs as Juan Thornhill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize Juan Thornhill had a career high in tackles this past year?
No, I did not.
And their write-up is just glorious. Okay? So they point out he had a career high in tackles in 2021. Wasn't just about more playing time, but also understanding and being able to fully execute defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo's scheme was the keys to unlocking him. But also,
how many years has the scheme been in place with him now?
But also, this sentence is maybe one of the greatest sentences
ever written about a football player anywhere.
And it falls right in line with the stuff we did prior to the draft with the descriptions they had for the prospects. This is what they write about Juan Thornhill. Computer vision shows, I don't know what computer vision is. Computer vision shows,
I don't know what that is either,
that when Thornhill's hips are facing the right direction at the time a ball arrives in his coverage area,
how do you define a coverage
passers
area?
Experience a decrease in passer rating of 35.5.
Excuse me.
So all you need is Juan Thornhill's hips to be facing the right direction. When that ball arrives, they ain't completing squat against
him. No, third less of an opportunity. Now, what did you say? Is coverage zone?
When so hard to get through.
Yeah.
When Thornhill's hips are facing the right direction at the time a ball arrives into his coverage area.
Okay, so what
all
defines
those things
it?
Have to happen.
What's the coverage area though? Well, is you that
know,
your wingspan?
The area that you can cover. It's a pretty, you know,
undefined.
I don't know, undefined, arbitrary, yeah. You know, like most of these are. But if his hips are facing the right direction, Bob, and the ball is in his area, you ain't completing that thing.
No.
It's all about the hips.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
His hips don't lie, though, from what I understand.
That's what I heard.
So I do like him as an underappreciated Chief.
Uh-huh.
But mine's Joe Tooney. I could play that guy anywhere. And I don't think he gets enough credit. Certainly the Chiefs.
He's the Andy Reid of guards.
Knew he was good because they gave him a big-time contract, but he's awesome at guard, but I could play him at any spot and feel terribly comfortable with Joe Tooney. That guy's a stud. Doesn't say much. Seems kind of quiet and reserved, but commands respect at the same time, like amongst the offensive linemen. You can tell like a guy carries himself like a pro, just goes back to the huddle and does his thing, but
the ultimate compliment for Joe Tooney is I forget about Joe Tooney.
Right.
That's how good he is.
That's why he's my most underappreciated, because you just
want to, you know,
forget
do what I can
him.
To help the team. Just pumped to be part of this organization and start, you know, start the process and do what I can to help this team. And just really excited to be here.
You know, support the team.
Like I said, I just want to come in and help contribute whatever I can and try and help the team. Like I said, you know, I just want to help the team whatever I can in any capacity. And
got to support the team.
I just want to keep working, keep trying to improve and just try and contribute as much as I can to the team and do everything I can. I just want to come in and just work hard every day and, you know, try and show the guys that that I can contribute and I can help the team. And, just want to come in and help and do what I can and you know, put my head down and work.
Well, you got to support your team.
There it is, Joe Tooney, the Andy Reid of coaches. Never gets the credit and recognition he deserves.
Beat up, how long you've been with us?
A little over 2 months now.
2 months now? Okay, so this predates you, but we have a really popular bit that we can't wait to bring back in the fall. It's Tooney or Putty.
That's right.
Putty.
It almost got its own show on the Plus, but I think we can bring it back to the air.
Yeah, I think we should bring it back to the
Tooney
air.
Tooney or Putty. Yeah. He sounds like Putty from Seinfeld.
Right.
So we will play
Putty.
Tooney or Putty.
I'm just here to support the team.
It's a really popular, game.
People like it. They can win
people
prizes.
People love it.
Almost tax them on it.
The people might be Bob and I, but
right, yes,
it was huge.
Mine is Mecole Hardman. And the reason I say that is because they're for a portion of the fan base.
That's someone no one's ever going to appreciate.
Yeah, never. Yeah, yeah. They'll never appreciate it. No matter what he does, there's a portion of the fan base that will never appreciate Mecole Hardman because they'll always say he's not as good as Tyreek Hill and we drafted him over DK Metcalf. So from that standpoint, Mecole Hardman for me is the most underappreciated. I just think he's going to have a big year, but for some folks, no matter what he does, he's always going to be behind the eight ball. And that's a shame because I think he's a good player.
I don't know if anybody else really stands out on that one to me. Those are really good. Those are really good. Those are guys you forget about. Mecole Hardman probably lesser than the other two. I think Thornhill and Tooney are sometimes easily forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Thornhill, you know, once he was back in good graces and healthy and whatever was going down when he wasn't playing early but then played,
yeah. You
kind of forgot about him after he got in there. He's like,
which is good.
He does his job. Let's go.
I love forgetting about players.
That's perfect. Yeah,
I mean, if we're talking about, like, offensive linemen and defensive backs, that's not a good thing.
And Tooney is like that to me because you're kind of watching the two tackles, Tooney.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that guy, yeah.
And then he's not as bombastic as, like, Trey Smith is at guard.
No, he's not. He's not ripping faces.
Where he's destroying people. He just goes out there and just manhandles people. It's great.
Yeah,
and
he's a football player.
And if they head towards the season and say we're not sure who our right tackle is, I just move Tooney over there. Forget it.
Yeah, move him over to right tackle. Who do you put at guard? You don't care.
Yeah.
Allegretti?
I'll find another guy in the depth chart or whatever. I think he's that good. I could play him anywhere.
Different. You know, position, you know, going from guard to tackle. But, you know, like I said, got to credit our offensive, you know, O-line coaches, our offensive staff. And then the guys in the room are great. You know, Orlando was great, you know, talking and the whole group just talking to each other, tips and pointers and reminders. And so it's really just a unit, you know, we're just next man up mentality.
It's putty, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, just want to be out there playing. And I think that's how everyone feels and regardless where it is. And just want to play football and just want to win, you know, and so, yeah.
Supports the team.
That's putty. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm pretty sure. Putty. Putty would be my final answer on that one. If you missed any of the show today, you can always check it out, 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for free. Can you give me some Michael McDonald on the way out? Nice.
Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, sure, that's where the mowers are going. They're going to the streets.
Somebody got the text line said they're all going to the QT to look at the commercial mowers that are out working.
Gotta see what's new.
I like that aspect too. They're out scouting mowers. So, all right.
You see that 22 Husqvarna over there, right there. Woo.
Good luck to everybody. You can mow tomorrow, I think.
Hopefully it dries out. Yeah.
Cody and Gold, come your way next here on 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.